It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. The Coronavirus, special coverage with David Degenovic.
We're going to talk about relearning how to smell for folks who've caught COVID and lost their sense of smell.
You can relearn how to smell? I thought that just happened. I just thought you smell.
We're going to talk to a doctor in a moment for Intermountain Healthcare. They are looking for ways and researching ways to teach people how to smell again. I haven't caught COVID. Have you?
No.
Okay.
No, the taste buds and the sniffer still works.
My fear about COVID, though there's a lot of things, of course, about COVID, but is I'm thinking, could I deal without my sense of taste? Yes. But my sense of smell, no. You know, I'm a Debbie Downer. I spend my life worrying about things that y'all should be worrying about, but you're welcome. I'm worrying about it for you. Not being able to smell like a natural gas leak in my home.
That's what you think of?
Yes.
I think of not being able to smell cookies. Like, that's my that's the disaster in the Noriega home.
Do you remember when you were out of the office a few weeks ago, and I think I messaged you, or you came back and you found that burnt out plug on my desk from my home when I almost burned down my house because I accidentally left the toaster on because the lever got jammed under a cabinet in a random move. I got up in the middle like 10:30 at night to go check something else, and I smelled smoke in my kitchen. Can you imagine if I hadn't smelled that?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I'd wake up to flames. But most patients, the loss of smell, we understand, is temporary. Let's get with the expert. Dr. Alexander Ramirez on the line with us live right now. He's the medical director.
Good luck with this one. Otolaryngology.
Oh, doctor, help us out on that one. You're the clinical director of what program at Intermountain Healthcare?
Hi, good morning. I am the medical director for the otolaryngology clinical program at Intermountain. Yeah, otolaryngology is the fancy word for ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
Sometimes I think you guys are just playing tricks on us. You just make up words. I never heard that before. I've heard of an ENT, though. Okay. All right. So there you go.
Honestly, it's actually changed over time. It used to be otorhinolaryngology, which would be the real way to say ear, nose, and throat. But I hear you. It's very confusing.
It's a mouthful. It's a mouthful for two people that spend their life just pronouncing things. So anyway, give us a little bit of an idea of what we're seeing with these COVID recoverers that have lost their smell, lost their taste, and they're trying to get it back. I didn't realize, is there actual smell training? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, Dave. We're finding that part of the long COVID or post-acute infection symptoms is loss of smell. Almost like 75% of patients who've had COVID have a degree of smell. You kind of talked about also leading to troubles with taste. And so a lot of people are being affected by them, and they're lasting for a long time. So one thing that's unique about the smell nerve is that it has an ability to regenerate, and the part of the brain that controls smell has a lot of neuroplasticity. So you can kind of reteach it. So that's what we've been focusing on, olfactory training to relearn the sense of smell. And there's a lot of studies showing its benefits in the past with other causes of loss of smell. So we've been applying it to patients with COVID. Who have this issue.
So do you, stick coffee grounds under their nose or, a rose under their nose to see if they can sort of awaken that sense of smell?
Yeah, that's a great question. The studies have really been with four specific smells represent the spectrum of smells, and those include rose. So you do smell the rose, eucalyptus, lemon, and cloves. Those are the four most studied sense of smells. What you have to do is there are actually smell training kits you can purchase online, but you know here in Utah, people love their essential oils, and so you could really use just essential oils to smell them. It's important not to put it in your nose or on your lip. It'd be fairly caustic to the lining of the nose. But what you want to do is have it in like a jar. It's a very good idea to have someone around you smell it to make sure it's a strong enough odor. But hold it 1 to 2 inches away from your nose. It takes repeated sniffs are better than one long sniff. And you want to do each scent about 20 seconds and do that twice a day. And we recommend at least 3 to 6 months of the therapy. One key aspect, though, is not only just doing the exercises of smelling, but really imagining it with your brain. So, you know, if you don't have access to those four smells, in fact, it's good to use smells that have a powerful memory for you, because you're really coaching the brain to reimagine how those smells are supposed to be. And so the visual imagery really helps as well as the task of just sniffing and smelling.
I was furiously writing down the smells. I got eucalyptus, lemon, cloves, and something else.
Rose.
Okay. Yep. So this is something that we can do in our own home, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely that's true. You don't need physicians per se to do these smells. You can get them yourself. Most people have access to them. And it doesn't have to be oils or one of these kits. It could be just going out in the garden. But these smells represent the spectrum of smells and help with the taste, as you mentioned, Dave. And so it's really good to do them, especially if they're very powerful, if you have something that's very powerful. And since these people can't smell, it's really, always really good idea to have someone else check the smells.
Dr. Alexander Ramirez is the medical director for otolaryngology. Did I say that right? Otolaryngology?
Debbie, you got it. Yeah, that's
close
really
enough.
Cool.
At Intermountain Healthcare.
You're thoughtful. Thank you.
Dr. Ramirez. Yeah, thank you for being so kind to me.
Sure. That's right.
Dr. Ramirez, before we let you go, I want to know, is it possible then that people can get all the smells back at some point?
Yeah, it really is. We have a lot of data on this olfactory training for other causes of loss of smell, so it's hard to know exactly with COVID. But in other causes, etiologies of loss of smell, like people 65% improvement of their recovery of sense of smell, and which is related to taste as well. So yes, no doubt they help. And more than that, it really gives them something active to do in their rehabilitation, because otherwise they're just passively worried about the things you mentioned, Debbie, like not being able to smell a fire, like if they're cooking. Like there's a lot of anxiety related to that, safety concerns, and the joys of life, not being able to smell those, olfactory senses that bring joy, like the food and cooking, as you mentioned, Dave. So I think it does give them not only a higher chance of recovery, but it gives them an active treatment that they can be involved in to help in that recovery process.
Okay, we are super out of time, but I have to ask this question. I've seen this going around on TikTok and some of the other social media where people will burn an orange. Have you seen that? Do you know anything about that? That burning an orange and then eating it afterwards can help?
No studies on that. But I think the thing key there is, the four smells I mentioned are the ones that have been the most studied, rose, eucalyptus, lemon, and cloves. But any smell that is powerful, like means a lot to you, it could be a perfume that you had when you're young, it could be fire, any strong smell that has not only the ability to smell, but kind of visually strong imagery, those are the ones that are going to help you the most. So I don't know about eating the burnt orange, but at least smelling the burning part can be powerful.
Yeah, the burns, that is certainly a smell I am all too familiar with, unfortunately.
Thanks, Dr. Ramirez, for bringing hope to so many people who've lost their sense of smell because of COVID-19. I didn't know that you could do these exercises at home. I mean, if you see me standing under, or standing over a cup of coffee... You know,
I'm just doing my training, Dave. But it was interesting that this is something you should be doing daily for 3 to 6 months. If you've lost your smell, you got to work your way back. It's almost like physical therapy for your nostrils.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.